What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Dad Debate. Today is a very special day because my good friend has had a baby boy. And I'm just so excited to learn all about the 24 hours that led up to it, you know, kind of learning a little bit more about the details. I can say that it was really hard not to call my friend and ask these questions before this podcast. But I just thought, you know what? I'm sure a lot of you guys would like to know some of the same things that I want to know. So I figured, let's ask away. You know, Jason, are you excited? I hope the baby is happy and healthy and your wife is as well.
Yes. No, thank you so much, Talon. It is, Wyatt is a big blessing. He's such a joy. You know, he is a kid that sleeps very well. It's actually the complete opposite experience that we had with Delilah. She was a very challenging baby, you know, especially since she struggled with colic. It was a rough 6 months with her, but with him, he literally just eats, sleeps and poops. That's all he does. And, you know, he's a great kid, but.
So your journey to, you know, having another child was not a typical one. Obviously you guys had the molar pregnancy, which we've gone over in a previous podcast, and it's been rough and emotional for you guys. I would assume it probably brought you guys closer together and you have a greater appreciation for having a child and life. But,
yes,
I really want to start at the point of, obviously your doctor gives you a due date, right? Like your due date is June 20th, right? I'm making this up.
Yeah.
Okay. You think, all right, June 20th is coming. Did she go past her due date?
So she didn't go past it. I mean, I just want to touch on that. I mean, with the molar pregnancy, it was a very tough thing, you know, and we just, you know, we didn't know what to expect, you know, after that, if we were going to be able to have kids or not. But obviously we were able to have a healthy baby. And so Wyatt's due date was June 21st. And I mean, he was already measuring, you know, huge, like in like the late May, early June. And so his due date was actually moved up to June 10th. And June 10th rolled around and he wasn't here. So we ended up getting a membrane sweep, which basically helps induce the labor.
Yep. I joked and said they pulled the plug.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But so we ended up getting that done. And, you know, so I'm like, coach, put me in. Let's go. We're ready. Day one goes by. Nothing. Day two, nothing. Day three, nothing. Day four. So ends up going a whole week. And we're like, dude, what the hell? I mean, she's 95% effaced, you know, and she's, you know, three or four centimeters dilated at this point. So, you know, the baby should be here. So then she goes in for another membrane sweep after she sees her doctor a week later. And she did that at about 2 o'clock, ends up going to a World Market with her mom. And, after, being there for about an hour, she's like, I guess she's like, you know, literally checking out, and she just starts having the gnarliest contractions. And so she calls me, she goes, you need to meet me at the hospital. So, membrane sweep happened at 2:30 that day. Ended up meeting her at the hospital around by about 5 o'clock. And she went into labor around 7 p.m. And then baby was born at the following day on June 16th at 1:50 in the morning.
No way. And it was a big boy. He was like
nine pounds, six ounces.
Are we starting a football team, dog? Let's go.
Dude, come on. I know. He's a huge boy. So
were you a big boy?
I was like 8 pounds.
Oh, see, I was 9 pounds, 10 ounces. I was a big boy.
What happened, bro?
My dad was so stoked. Like, I got a linebacker. We're going to state. We're going to win state. And then, I was a beanstalk. I got my mom's jeans, right? Like, I just grew tall and skinny. So,
dude. No, but, it's like I said, it's the whole experience. Delilah came early, and I wonder if that was, you know, she was three weeks early, and I wonder if that was part of the, you know, the struggle that we had with her, especially with the colic and other things that she was experiencing. But with Wyatt cooking in there, you know, for almost the whole time, coming out, you know, plump and fresh, I wonder if that's what made him just a better baby in general, you know?
Listen, so I would love a plump and fresh. I would love to, for this to be your reality, but I wouldn't count. I think all parents would say, don't count your cards yet, that he's just a deep pooper, you know, like, fuck. I thought with Bronson, like, wait, baby, having a baby's chill. The guy just eats and sleeps and poops and it's super mellow. And then I find out like 3 weeks later, like, oh, he's got terrible colic. Oh, he doesn't sleep ever. Oh, he has to go on special formula. Like, oh my God. And I know you know these things, but for sure, for sure.
But no, you bring up a point though, because it's, you honestly forget that stuff. And I think that's the craziest thing, because after like we had the baby and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, dude, like, am I holding him correctly? I mean, just the littlest things. I mean, even Ashley's like, do I nurse him? You know, for nursing, it's like, do I nurse him every 2 hours, every 3 hours? Like, I mean, there's just a lot of questions that you start asking yourself again. There's, you know, there's things that you definitely feel more comfortable with, but there's other things that you're like, shoot, I forget how to do this. So, and yeah, I'm not putting the cart before the horse yet. No, it's only been a week.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
You make a really interesting point, which is like, we forget, right? Like, I think I have this theory that kids are 2 or 3 years apart generally, because parents by that point have forgotten how difficult it was to, you know, raise a baby. It's not easy. You have many sleepless nights. You have your job, you have your sanity, you have sleep. It's just, it's a difficult period, but it's a very rewarding one at the same time. But I think by the time I was done, at least with Bronson, I was like, we're going to have another child? Like, are you mad? And she was like, yeah, maybe we're going to wait a little bit. We're going to chill out a little bit. And then I feel like then the parents come around. They're like, you know what? I forgot all those things. Let's do it all over again. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying like I had a difficult, more difficult than I think everyone has it's difficult in everyone's own right, but it's just, it's interesting. And this leads me into my next thing, which is like, so now you have baby number two. I know with baby number one, I felt like Bronson, like I didn't know how to hold a baby. I had never really held a baby before, to be honest with you, like that young in my whole life. Baby number two, like I hold Hudson like with one hand, like, and it freaks out my wife. But like, I'm just saying like a lot of my worries that came with baby number one, with baby number two, it's like, I've been here. I've done this before. Like, what's up? Like, I'm ready.
Correct. Correct. I mean, and that's, when it comes to holding, it's funny. I mean, like I said, at first I was like, am I holding him correctly or not? But it was, I mean, just cause he's so fragile and their head flops everywhere and all this. But now, I mean, after a couple of days have gone by, feel very comfortable and confident with that. But I think with the, you know, one of the things that I'm going through or experiencing is everybody's always like, how you doing? How's everything going? You know, and it's like, things are going really good. And honestly, they are going good. And again, not putting the cart before the horse, but it's, the transition process has been good. It's not been like overwhelming. It's just been more exhausting. I don't know if that sounds contradicting or not. It's more of like everything's really gone smoothly. So that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of tapers out. But, you know, one of the things I'm really curious about, and, you know, I want to talk about next week with our guests that we're going to bring on, is really how you transition and do, you know, really take time and have self-care, not only for yourself, but how do you be supportive to your wife, you know, while having the kid, you know, the newborn and your other child, like what is a good goal to try to work towards in finding balance with those types of things? Because I can see how this could, you know, I mean, this could really create some irritability, restlessness, and discontentness. I mean, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I'm going to be very curious to kind of figure that process out. And because I can see how this can, there's going to be areas that can be very challenging. And I mean, just last night, I didn't get home till like 9 o'clock last night because I had to go up and finish our last interviews for the show. And
which, by the way, great, great season. Much, I think it's much better than last season, personally.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, no, I'm a fan, bro. You should be on the show. But
it's as a fan, no, but for real, as a fan, you know, I try to watch that show like a fan, and it's fascinating to me because it's just wild to see my friends on TV, right? But then I find myself getting locked in. Anyway, sorry, just wanted to bring that up. Fangirl moment.
A fangirl moment. But yeah, so I think that's like really going to be the real thing that I'm, and I mean, if you have any insight to that now, before we talk to the professional, you know, and I know I've talked to you about that, but it's, you know, I know structure is really important and kind of creating routines for everybody, especially with the family. You know, just because it keeps some forms of consistency. But I also know some of that stuff is unrealistic and there's so much stuff that's unpredictable that comes up. So, I'm kind of letting go, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and, you know, turning over to God, bro. So I don't know if you have any insight to that, or if you want to.
My insight is that I feel like with baby number two, you're going to start growing New Balances out your feet, right? Like you're eventually going to start wearing New Balances. You're gonna want to buy a bigger property with more lawn because you're gonna want to mow your lawn more. And like, I now have like such a, like everyone calls me like Mr. Dad now. And like baby number one, I was like, I had a really fancy diaper bag, right? Like I was like, wanted to be like that modern dad, you know, whatever.
Right.
Baby number two, it's like, dude, I'm like, what's the most comfortable pair of shoes I got? I got like a full backpack with diapers everywhere I go. And everyone's just like, who is this guy? Like you become that guy. Yeah. Like I don't know what it is about baby number two, but you become a full on dad meme. And it's like, it's unavoidable. And you are just,
I love it.
It's really funny how that works. How you're just like, you know, cause you know, now like I'm overly prepared. I'm like, yo, in my backpack, I've got like extra diapers. I got extra wipes. I got an extra outfit in case she has a blowout. I've got, you know, snacks for the kids. My first diaper bag was like, you'd think it would be the opposite. Like, you know, baby number one, you'd be overly prepared. But like, for some reason, it's like, I've been to this rodeo. I've been to this show. And I know all the shit that I need. And that shit needs to be in my backpack, on my bag. And I need, it's a pretty heavy bag. I need New Balances.
Let me ask you this. I want to ask you a question. What's the biggest barrier that you faced? And you know, cause now it's been, how many months has it been since, Hudson's been born?
She was 6 months, June 1st.
Okay. So you've had, so it's been 6 months. So what has been the biggest barrier in having a second child for you?
I would say just, finding time for intimacy, right? Like you've got a kid. Our kid sleeps in our bed right now because during COVID he slept in our bed for like 2 weeks because we thought it was a 2 week thing. And here we are like a year plus later. And then and then our baby, you know, obviously she's like breastfeeding. The baby sleeps in a bassinet next to our bed. So it's really difficult.
Now you have both kids with you.
It's not, I shouldn't say the word is intimacy. It's hard to find time for you and your wife to have time together. Like go to a restaurant. Like, dude, going to restaurants is so hard. You got a baby that wants to breastfeed, that needs attention. You've got your three-year-old is chill. And like, you know, we're fortunate. Our three-year-olds are pretty chill and can like sit down in like a restaurant. But like when you add in the dynamic of the baby, there's just a lot going on. And you find yourself like, as the dad, you're in charge of like the older one, the mom's in charge of the younger one, right? You're like, that's kind of what happens, right? And I think in your case, it will switch because you had a boy, and I think eventually, you know, your wife will be, you start to handle the girl and then you'll handle the boy. And it's like, it's just cause it's a familiar dynamic, right? Like it's a boy, you're a boy. It's a familiar dynamic. So obviously like now you have one boy, one girl, right? Do you guys plan on having a third child? I know for myself, we now have one boy, one girl. My wife probably would like to have another child. I do not. I am good with what I have. Do not want another child.
No, look, if we had another girl, you know, we had two girls, we'd be probably more open to having another child. But I think now that we have the perfect family, you know, when I say perfect family, I mean a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
I probably would say we're good. You know, I know Ashley, I think is pretty much sealed the deal that she doesn't want to have more kids, which I totally support. You know, but we'll see where it goes. Again, as I was saying, I want to make sure I get through all this stuff that I was talking about just with the second one, because the main thing for me, man, is I want to be able to be the best parent that we can be. And I'm not saying that you can't be a great parent with 3, 4, 5 kids. I think everybody has their own limitations. And, you know, I like to be able to weigh it out. And I think that's why we even waited so long. There's a couple other reasons we waited longer, you know, because Delilah's almost 4. And, you know, we waited just because we wanted to make sure that we could take on the task and stuff at hand. So we'll see where this goes. But I think we have a bunch of really good questions to be able to segue this in next week, guys, you know, for you that are listening, that are new parents, that are, you know, have kids, for us to be able to really talk to a really good friend of Talon's, and he's also a therapist and stuff, but be able to ask questions about the transition, you know, how to deal with these barriers, like Talon's bringing up, how to deal with, you know, relationships, not deal with relationships, but, you know, intimacy and time with your significant other, you know, because it can be challenging at times. And I think those are really good questions, because it's important to have not only, you know, self-care, but also to be able to devote time to your relationship with your wife. So I think this will be a great segue and a great transition, and, you know, we'll go from there, and I'll keep you guys updated how this process goes for me.
Yeah, man. Listen, People Magazine, big move, man. I love to see it. You guys look great. Your wife looked great. Your daughter looked great. You look great. Your son looked great. You guys,
I appreciate you.
You guys are living the dream, man. I'm stoked for you guys. I'm also not stoked because I know that no sleep is now in effect, but I hope he stays. Yep. I hope Wyatt stays an eat, poop, sleeper. I really do. I really do.
Yeah, same, man. I may be coming on next week and we're going to change the whole narrative with the therapist, bro. She doesn't sleep. What do I do?
Yeah, I know, right? So, all right, buddy, have a good one, and I'll talk to you next week.